Hello there, my fine fisher folk. This is Scooter, and thanks for joining me here at Fish Toes. So I'd like to take this episode and talk a little bit about video games. They're fun. I'm an occasional gamer. I don't play a whole lot, but I do like to play hunting and fishing games, mostly fishing games and stuff, a couple others, but they're not important for this episode. So what I wanted to talk about is the reality or the realistic nature of fishing games. So I've been playing a game called Fishing Simulator, and it's like the Pro Series one. It's pretty good. The graphics are nice. The gameplay is pretty solid and stuff like that. And I'm not worried about teaching how to play a video game or anything like that. And you may think to yourself, well, hey, I'm on here to learn about fishing. And so that's kind of what I wanted to talk about is, can you actually learn anything from playing video games, the fishing video games? And the answer to that is yes, you can. Now, when I say that, they're not realistic in the fact of how often you're catching fish and the size of fish you're catching and stuff. And that's okay. Like, it's still fun. Like, if you enjoy that kind of stuff, you could sit down and, you fish a tournament, which may be 20 minutes. Like the particular game I play, they're like 20 minutes long, and you catch yourself five or six fish during that time. And, they might be pretty big, and you win the tournament and everybody's happy. Yay, you get a new boat and new gear and all this stuff. So while the time frame, the larger fish and stuff is unrealistic, there are certain aspects that are pretty realistic. A lot of times you can pick your fishing rod, your fishing line, and your lure and so forth. And that's where you can learn stuff. If you fish for, and again, they're all the games are a little different, so a lot of my basis is going off of the particular fishing simulator game, and this is on the PlayStation 4 that I play it, but I think it's available on other platforms and stuff. I think it might even be available on a PC, but in any event, if you do like those kind of games, it's a pretty fun one to try. It's not real expensive. There are add-ons you can buy and stuff like that. They aren't real expensive. I usually don't get too far into that. I'll sit down once or twice a week and do like a 20-minute tournament. So it's not, I don't spend a lot of time doing it. But I was thinking about it because I did play it a little bit the other evening. And it got me to thinking a little bit about, you get on there and, you try and fish and you're not catching fish. So you jump online and like, hey, where can I go and fish? And, how do I win this tournament, or whatever it is? And what lure do I use and all this stuff? And so as I start kind of doing that to just figure out exactly like, okay, what am I doing wrong here? Some other lures to try, some better places to try. And so I'm reading, and a lot of them are just like, oh, throw this lure on and fish it anywhere and you'll catch all the fish you want. And then you try it and it doesn't do you any good. And I'm thinking of like, why did it work for somebody else and not me? Now there is, of course, a randomness to it that, I could sit down and play the same tournament over and over again and fish the same lure in the same spot and have very different results. But what's usually true, and especially as these games have grown and graduated to what they are today, like when I was a kid, not even a kid really, like my late teens and stuff like that. I mean, I think the Nintendo came out when I was 6 or 7 or something. And, and the PlayStation, I think, when I was graduating high school. So there weren't a lot of fishing games, the old Sega Bass and stuff like that, that were pretty. Bass Landing was like one of the first ones where you got like a controller that was sort of shaped like a fishing reel. That one was a lot of fun. We used to sit around and have a good time with that, and I was 21, I think, when I got that game, and we'd sit around and have a few drinks and play, and it was always a lot of fun. But you had very limited on what you could do. You had like 5 lures, and you didn't change your fishing line or anything like that, so it was different. I mean, the ones you have now, there's probably 100 different rod types or more, and all these reels, and truthfully they don't make a huge difference in what you're doing, but you will notice variations to it. Like, you can buy a rod. When we had talked about this way back in selecting equipment, you'd have a rod that has a slow tip or a medium tip or a fast tip. It's longer, shorter, lets you cast farther or closer with more accuracy and things like that. The line, of course, if you catch a big fish and you've got 8-pound test on, it's hard to get them landed. You know, a lot of times you end up losing the fish. So it sort of gets you learning about different types and stuff. Now, there's a bunch of different brands. It's actually, I don't know if it's sponsored by Bass Pro Shops, but I know there's like a Bass Pro Shop, like expansion pack you can buy that's like 300. It's lures and rods and reels and line and all kinds of stuff. And it's fun, but there's a mountain of stuff on there even if you don't buy the add-ons. And there's different brands on there. Some you'll recognize from when you go fishing or you go to a fishing store and buy some stuff. You'll see some different ones on there. They tend to be the more higher end stuff as far as the rods and reels go, you know, there's Lewes and Duckett and lots of really good brands that are on there. I don't even know which ones are all on there because I haven't unlocked them all, and I'm not that worried about it. I got a few that I like now, and they're fun. So you can set up, you know, spinning and bait casting, and then, you know, monofilament, fluorocarbon, all this stuff. And what I really enjoy about this particular game is you can fish with live bait, because there's carp tournaments, and there's tournaments where, you know, you fish from the bank. You're not even on a boat, and you can walk around and put several lines out, and you can fish a bobber with a worm on it, or you can put like a dead fish on a hook and put it under the water, and, you know, and sit there and just watch for your lines to twitch, and then you set a hook and reel a fish in. So there's a lot of realistic action about it. It also kind of teaches you how to fight a fish, and it's pretty realistic in that. You know, you got to keep your rod tip up. If the fish is moving to your left, you want to kind of keep your rod over to the right. If a fish jumps out of the water, it's good to put your rod tip down, because what you want to have happen is whatever way the fish is moving, you want to have your rod tip the opposite direction so that the hook is staying hooked in a lip or a mouth. If a fish is swimming at you and you're pulling really hard, you can pull that hook straight out of the fish's mouth. So, you know, anytime you're fighting a fish, that's kind of a realistic thing. And this holds true in the game, which makes it, again, really fun. So there's that kind of stuff. The casting's a little different. Obviously, you don't cast like you do a reel rod. I don't know if there's any controllers or anything like that that lets you do that. I haven't really tried that yet, but I know there's motion controllers and stuff for it that may help you on that end. I don't really know on that. I'm looking at more learning some stuff about fishing. So, you know, like I'm fishing this tournament in there, and you know, I had been fishing all these tournaments, and they were really easy to win. Like, I really had no trouble because they make it easy in the beginning. And then as it got along, you know, now all of a sudden I'm fishing in places where there's not that many fish of a particular type I'm trying to catch. It's bank fishing, so you can't move around real easy. And I'm trying all kinds of lures and all kinds of bait and all this stuff, and I can't catch the fish. You know, I'm going from winning by, you know, everybody's getting 30, 40 pounds of fish, and I'm getting 100 pounds. So I'm like winning like crazy. And then all of a sudden I get to a tournament where they're winning with 50, 60, 70 pounds. And I haven't even caught a fish that qualified. And so it took a while. And so, you know, that's what got me online kind of looking like, okay, what am I doing wrong here? So I got a few pointers. I don't really like to cheat, you know, by learning the exact thing you're supposed to do, but just getting on there and kind of learning some stuff. And so it worked, not great. And then so once I got kind of a direction to go, I started refining it and trying to pick it out. And, you know, and then I finally, I don't even think I actually won that one. I think I came in second or third, and I was like, okay, I got to move on to another tournament. So I, you know, just kept going forward. And then I get to the next one, and it's for bass and pike and stuff. Basically, it's a predator tournament thing, so you can catch any kind of predator fish, pike, muskie, walleye, bass, things like that. And I struggled, and I was like, and all the ones leading up to that were really easy, other than the one right before it, which was a little different anyways because I'm on a boat this time and stuff. And so I didn't really want to jump online and look, so I thought, okay, I'm just going to start trying some things out. So I start thinking about what I know about fishing. I'm looking at the water temperature. Is it sunny? Is it cloudy? Because according to the game manufacturer, these are all things that come into play. So I'm kind of like, okay, I'm looking. The temperature's a little bit warmer. It's like mid-afternoon. So where are the fish going to be? Well, okay, it's, you know, I'm thinking they're down a little bit deeper, but not too deep. And the water I'm fishing in, the whole thing is pretty deep. And, you know, my normal thing is, especially on a boat, is I tend to fish along the bank and fish the shallow waters. And so as I'm driving the boat around, of course, I got a fish finder, and I find these spots where it's this real big flat area where it's really shallow, but then all of a sudden it drops way down. So I park in the shallow spot in the boat, and I'm throwing in the deep stuff. I put on a real deep diving crankbait and start diving it as fast as I can, and it's like I hit like 19 feet of water where the lure's down around 19 feet, and boom, I'm hitting fish, and then I'm catching fish after fish after fish, and I'm like, okay, this is great. So, you know, I ended up winning a tournament, but again, it got me thinking about, you know, these are things that I would eventually try in real life if I'm, you know, if I'm out in the boat and I'm having a slow day and I'm like, okay, let's kind of reset here a little bit and let's figure out what's going on. You know, and I was amazed at the kind of the realism of this game that it kind of worked. Now, don't get me wrong. If I'm out fishing and this was real life, I'm not going to catch fish after fish after fish like that. And especially the big ones I was catching. You know, it doesn't really usually work that way. But I will tell you this, you know, bass usually swim in schools that are of similar size. So if you do hit an area where you're catching some bigger fish, there's a good chance you're going to catch more big fish there. But what I liked about it so much was the fact that, you know, I was trying different things and it wasn't working. But then it was like, so I left the spot I was at, and you can kind of do free play at these lakes where you can just go and drive around and you can set the conditions up like they kind of were in the tournament, which is what I did. And so I went around the lake and I tried all these different spots, and I did okay in some spots, but I kept doing the best if I would get somewhere where there's a good drop off, a large flat area where there was a good drop off, and then I fished out into the deeper water and I was catching a lot more fish. So I was really impressed by the realism they had. But again, you know, we're talking about real life fishing, not video games. Well, we're talking about both, but this whole podcast is about real life fishing. So I was trying to figure out how can I relate that to that, and so to real life. So as I'm working and stuff, I'm thinking like, well, it does work. You know, these are things that you can try. But the nice thing is it could be nighttime or whatever. I don't have time to go out there, but I can go sit on a video game for 30 minutes or 45 minutes or something and play a little bit and learn some things. And then I sort of file it away. I'm not saying it's going to work in real life, but when I go out and try things, and again, I talked about this in the last episode, just get out there and try some different things. And so that's what I liked about this video game. I was just trying different things until I found something that worked, and then it stayed fairly consistent that it worked. You know, you can retrieve the lures at certain speeds or twitch your rod tips so that you're twitching or you're stop and go or you're a constant retrieve. You know, so there's different ways to fish different lures. And so I'm kind of learning that on the game. Now, I know it pretty well in real life, but it's still kind of giving me the ideas of, you know, it makes me excited to go out fishing in real life, but it's also kind of giving me some things to think about and try. So I don't want you to write that off. Again, I can't say enough, you know, the fishing game sets you up for something that's not really realistic in real life. You know, you're not going to sit down and catch 100 pounds of fish in 20 minutes. You know, you're not going to, you know, if I caught one bass in my life that were as big as some of the bass I was catching in the games, I'd be tickled. And I'm catching three or four of them over the course of a 20-minute tournament. So, you know, on that aspect, I don't want you to get your hopes up that, oh, if I go out and fish with this lure and fish like this, I'm going to catch fish like this. You can, yes, but it's a little unrealistic on how it goes. But it's going to teach you a few things about you know, trying some different things, what types of lures work for certain types of fish. And again, I don't know about all the games out there. I'm only talking about one in specific. There's a couple of other games I've played over the years that, you know, some of them, it didn't matter what lure you put on and fished with. The fish were in certain locations. So if you went somewhere and all the fish, they would only stay at, you know, around 10 feet deep. So if you're out and you're fishing with something that's only going down to 5 feet, you don't catch any fish. It doesn't matter what the lure color was or anything like that. But if you got something that you could get down to the level where the fish were, you could catch the fish on almost anything as long as it was something that would get down to the depth you were looking for. Or you could cast it to a particular location, you know, and so on. So you know, I'm sure there's a lot of things that are unrealistic about it, but I think there's enough things that are realistic about it. You know, you're going to get to pick through it a little bit and see what works. So it's a lot of fun. You know, and it's a great thing. Like, you know, when we used to play, there was a group of us, you know, we get together and, like I said, have a few drinks and make some snacks and sit around and talk, and one of us would be fishing, and then when they'd catch a fish, you know, the next person would be up and they'd start fishing, you know, so we'd have like competitions. Maybe we'd make a couple little bets who's going to catch the bigger fish and stuff like that. So it was a lot of fun. And so, you know, you take it for what it is. It's just some kind of another form of entertainment. But if you're doing that, try and learn what you can from it. You know, there's a few things. Some make zero sense and just don't work. You know, and you know, but some things will help you to grasp and get an idea of what's happening. And a lot of that is like, you know, like I always watch on those games, and I do this in real life too, but it's harder in real life because, you know, when you throw a lure out in the game, you can retrieve it, and there's like a little depth counter there. It tells you exactly how deep your lure is. Well, in real life, you've got nothing that's helping you do that. You know, if you're on a boat, you can have a depth finder, and maybe it's popping up fish at 10 feet deep. So you tie on a little bit deeper diving crankbait, and, you know, you try and work it to a certain depth. But pay attention to that fact. These are things that you learn. And I feel like the video game kind of gives you a little bit of muscle memory, or, well, maybe it's more just memory. You know, you're learning that, oh, I'm fishing a crankbait, and I'm catching all the fish right around 10 feet. So that starts to sort of stick in your brain, that repetition, that all of a sudden now you're paying attention to what depth your lure is at every time you're catching fish. So now that can still relate to real life. You know, you're fishing with a bobber and you're catching fish, and you fish on the bottom and you're not catching anything. You know, the first rule about fishing, fish where the fish are, you know. It's yeah, that's an old saying, you know. You know, so if you're bank fishing, you can't see to know where fish are. But if you go fishing somewhere and you're catching fish there, obviously there's fish there, but if you try something else and you're not catching fish, just pay attention to what it is you're doing. And, you know, as time goes by, you don't even almost think about it anymore. You just kind of know, like, oh, when I fish by this bridge, I always catch fish. And usually, though, it's with something that's on the top of the water or a bobber that's up high. I don't catch anything at the bottom. And that usually will hold true a lot of the times. And again, you know, there's always a different time, you know, different fish you're going for, different times a day. But it all adds up. And the more you learn as you're out there, and the more you pay attention to what you're catching and how you're catching, how you're fishing, whatever lure or bait you're using. You know, if you go on a Thursday afternoon after work and, you know, it's sunny out, it's the middle of summer, and, you know, you're catching fish at a certain location doing a certain thing, chances are if you go down there next Thursday and it's the same kind of weather, you know, nothing drastic has changed, and you fish the exact same way you did the week before, there's a pretty damn good chance that you're going to have similar results. Now, it could be cloudy, and all of a sudden, you're there, and nothing is happening. So what do? You know, that's when you got to be kind of really paying attention and think, like, okay, it's cloudy, so the fish tend to feel a little safer when it's cloudy because it's not as bright underwater, which means they can't see as far, which means you can't see as far, or any predators can't see as far under the water. So they might move around more. Now, for the big fish, they might think, I need to go somewhere where I can see whatever I'm going to eat, or I'm going to move somewhere else where I don't need to see as far because, you know, the water's moving faster, bait fish move through this area, and I need to be a little closer to that area so I can see when they come by. So all of a sudden, they're not right where they were. They're 20 feet farther away or farther. Or maybe they were farther away, but now because it's cloudy and they can't see, they're not seeing your bait where it is. So you just try some different spots a little farther out and so on. So these are the things that, you know, we're paying attention to. And this is why I love fishing. You know, it's not cookie cutter. It's not, you know, you can always throw this lure on, go to this spot, fish it like this, and you're always going to catch fish. It just doesn't happen that way. You know, water temperature, what the weather is like outside, did it rain recently, that the water's a little muddy, everything changes it. And it could be the smallest thing, and it completely changes how it's fishing. And so, like, that's... It's a learning experience. Nobody can ever know everything there is to know about fishing. You know, how many times do you watch somebody who is a great fisherman, you know, say you're watching on TV or you know a local person, and, you know, they always do really good, and then sometime they go out and they get skunked, or somebody that never does any good comes in and just kills them and just gets a ton of fish and wins a tournament or whatever it is. You know, it's because they might just happen to fish in a particular way that fits the circumstances that happen on that particular day at that particular time and so forth. So there's a million little variables that change all this and can do this. And this is why when you see, you know, and I'm guilty of it as anybody, and I don't have, I'm sure, the equipment like these pros do, but, you know, you're like, why do you need a tackle box with all this stuff in it? And it's like, well, you know what? I can go fish my favorite spot on a sunny day, and I use this lure, which is, you know, orange or red or whatever color it is. But if it's overcast, I use this one. It's the same lure, but it's chrome now with a blue streak in it or whatever it is. And so the only way, you know, you're going to learn that stuff is by having those particular lures or baits and stuff like that. And again, you know I've talked about this a million times. That might not be what you're into in fishing, and that is perfectly fine. You know, you don't need, if you like to bait fish, you know, take some worms out or whatever kind of bait you want, and you like to just throw a line out there and sit back and relax with your feet up, great. That's absolutely do it. You know, I don't usually like to mess around with all the dirt and messiness of bait fishing, and it's a little bit slower, and you know, it getting into lure fishing is a little bit difficult, because a lot of times when you first start lure fishing and you don't know a lot about it, you will catch less fish than when you're bait fishing. And so you think to yourself, why do I even want to get into it? And until you learn, or you get out and have a successful day with lures, you have a tendency to think like, yeah, it's just not going to be as good with lures as it is with bait fishing. Why would I change up what I'm doing when it's worse? But then as you learn, you'll find that, you know, lure fishing, you can cover more areas to find the fish faster. You tend to catch bigger, more quality fish because, you know, you can use bigger lures. And, of course, small fish don't go after big lures, but big fish will. So if you can find the big fish, you know, and if you're, like, out and you're trying to catch bass and all you're catching is a bunch of bluegills, at some point it almost gets annoying. And so you're like, well, how can I catch these bass? I want to fight some big fish. Well, doing what you're doing, which is, say, bobber fishing with a worm, and all you're catching is a small fish, there could be big fish swimming around, but by the time you get a line in the water, the little fish are already grabbing your bait, and so there's no way to do it. So now if you put on bigger bait, or you put on a lure that's more appealing to these bigger fish, the little fish aren't going to go after it. It's almost as big as they are, but the big fish will, and hopefully they will. So, you know, getting proficient with lures lets you target particular fish, lets you target certain sizes of those particular fish, and so on, and you can cover more water quickly, because, you know, you don't need to throw a line out, let it sit and wait and wait and wait. You throw a line out, reel it in, throw a line out, reel it in, you know, while you're fishing it, twitching it, stop and go, whatever you're doing, and you cover an area. No, not doing any good, okay, grab your stuff, walk down to the next spot, or if you're lucky enough to be on a boat, you just move to another spot and everything's already right with you. That's one of the best features of having a boat. So, you know, it's really getting out there and experimenting. And back to the whole start of this topic is the video games. You do get to learn a little bit about what's going on. And, you know, you kind of get an idea of what certain lures are doing. You know, some of the games, when you cast out, you reel in, and it's like the camera goes underwater, and you're watching your lure move. So you kind of look for that. And those are, they're typically the same kinds of reactions you want to get in real life. Now, the one I'm talking about, you don't see that. You're just kind of, you see the camera of your guy and the line's out in the water and you're fishing it. And it shows you where, how high or low your lure is under the water. And it kind of has this little sign that pops up that says you're doing a stop and go technique, or you're doing a constant retrieve, or you're doing a twitch, whatever it is. I think those are the only three it really does. So that you can try moving the rod tip and reeling at different speeds and all this kind of stuff to really kind of hone in and kind of get it, you know, right what you're trying to do. And so you'll learn that, you know, if you sit there and do a certain series of buttons to make the lure do a thing and it turns green. If you're doing like a good pattern, there's a little icon that turns green. That tells you you're fishing it properly. And you'll fish, and then all of a sudden you hit the wrong button, or you kick too fast, or you do something, and it goes to red, or it disappears altogether because you're no longer doing a technique. This is true in real life. If you're doing twitching and you're fishing and you're doing a particular thing, you know, and you're drawing fish in, and all of a sudden you quit doing that, they might lose interest. Now, sometimes, this is one of my favorite techniques, is in real life when I'm lure fishing, I fish a particular way. Now, depending on what I'm fishing, but usually I have a tendency to fish a lot of flukes, which are like rubber fish, and I twitch them so they sort of dart through the water and stop, and then they dart through the water and stop. And I'll fish it to the boat, and sometimes I'll see fish that are watching it, but they're not biting. Okay, so what do I need to do? So sometimes I'll slow it down. I'll retrieve it a little slower, still twitching it, but I make the twitches smaller and see if I can get them to bite. And if they don't, this is my favorite trick, is I'll continue to fish when they're doing it. And then all of a sudden I stop and just let it sink or float or whatever it is it's doing, like the fish just died. The lure, the bait, whatever they're going after just died. And I'll watch it sink if I can see it, because usually the flukes are up pretty high, so you can usually see them, but not always. And I'll let it sink. And a lot of times on that sink, when I let it stop for a little bit longer, boom, that's when something will hit it. And I do that with spinner baits, crank baits. Now, a lot of the crank baits are designed that they dive when you reel in, and then when you stop, they're called floating ones, they'll start to float back up to the top. But it's the same kind of principle. You know, you're moving it. I might constant retrieve. I'm just reeling in at a certain pace. And all of a sudden, I stop. And I'll let it sit for 5-10 seconds. And a lot of times, if I'm not getting bites, but I'm getting fish to follow, that's when I'll get the hit. You know, I change it up a little bit, and that's when a strike can happen. Now, if that doesn't work, I might speed it up. They might be really aggressive, or they might not be hungry. But when you get something that's going by so fast, they get that initial reaction of, oh, food. They don't think, I'm not hungry, I'm letting that go by. It's all of a sudden food, it's there, it's moving so fast, it's an immediate reaction to grab it before it goes away. So there's all kinds of different things you can do, and it's a lot of fun to just play with that kind of stuff. But I can't stress enough that when you're fishing and you're using certain techniques, it's a very small change, or paying attention to what you're doing. You know, like if I, like, you know, there's times, you know, we're on a boat and you might have a few drinks or whatever, and you cast out and you're just kind of talking. Yeah, you're kind of twitching the line, you're doing that, and you're not catching any fish. And then all of a sudden you throw it out there and you say, okay, I'm going to really pay attention to this one. And you're really thinking about what that lure's doing. You're twitching it just right, reeling it just right, everything else, and boom, you get a hit. And it's like, it wasn't a huge difference from when you weren't paying as much attention as to when you were, but it's enough of a difference to give that presentation under the water that it just changes it enough that entices the fish to strike. It's a dance. It's a dance between you and the fish, and you're trying to make your lure dance in the way that's going to attract that fish and get it to bite. So trying different things and really keeping paying attention to what's going on is for me where it's really exciting and really fun. Like, I feel like if I throw something out there and I get a fish to bite, That's a pretty cool thing. That's like I'm doing something right. I've learned, and I am, you know, I'm a running back, and I'm juking guys, and I'm making a miss, and I score the touchdown. You know, it's in any sports thing. You know, you've practiced, you've worked on it, you've tried it, and now you're getting it to be successful. And it's the same thing with any other kind of sport or whatever it is. So that's where there's a lot of excitement to me. That's one of the reasons I enjoy lure fishing so much. Because when you're bait fishing, you don't really get that. You know, it's fun. Like, I do bait fish from time to time, and I enjoy it. It's more relaxing. And if that's what you're going for, stay with the bait fishing. It's fine. You know, whatever's catching you fishing, whatever's making you happy. This isn't something somebody's going to walk by and judge. Well, maybe somebody will, but, you know, for the most part, nobody's judging you about what you're doing when you're fishing, unless you're interfering with them. You know, and, you know, if you're just out there fishing and that's what you want to do, you're the only one that's judging what you're doing for the most part. You know, it's all in what you want to accomplish and what you want to do and how much fun. You know, if you're just getting out to have a good time and enjoy a little bit of nature and you're not, you know, that worried about catching that many fish, that's great. It's all about what makes you happy. And, you know, you're just trying to get out, relax. I don't want to talk you out of that by any means, because that's a great philosophy to have, and it's an enjoyable way to fish. You know, there's definitely times I like to go out with a chair and throw some lines in the water with a bobber and maybe one on the bottom and put my feet up and just sit back and relax and enjoy nature. And if I can catch some fish while I'm doing it, great. If I don't, it's no big deal. You know, keep in mind, it's all about the goals you set for yourself and what you want to do. And, you know, you want to be realistic about those goals you set. So, hopefully this helps you out a little bit and you understand what I'm talking about. You know, trying the fishing games and learning a little bit about, you know, what's kind of going on. Again, it's not necessarily completely realistic by any means, but it is. There are aspects of it that can hold true. And, you know, so, you know, if you play these games and stuff like that, like I do, and it's pretty fun. You know, it's, you know, you can learn a little bit about, making some changes in real life or doing some things differently in real life or more options than you knew you had, how different lures kind of fish or react. You know, you throw a crankbait in out in the water there and it just floats there, and then you reel it in and it sinks, and then you stop reeling and it floats back to the top. That's how that lure would work in real life. You know, it might not dive quite as quick or quite as deep, but it's still doing the same kind of thing. You know, you throw a spinner bait out there and it just starts sinking like a rock. And then when you start reeling in, it just kind of moves, depending on the speed. If you go real slow, it'll continue to sink as it moves towards you. If you go real fast, it'll go up a little bit as it comes towards you, you know. So those are things that are true to real life. So, you know, that's the kind of stuff you sort of pay attention to and get an idea of what's going on. And, you know, trying different locations and paying attention, you know, like usually on the fishing games, if you see some shallow water and there's some weeds there, 9 times out of 10 on any of the lakes you go to or wherever you're fishing at, you can probably pull some bass out of there, because that's where bass hang out at a lot, you know. And, you know, you want to go for spotted bass, for example, instead of largemouth bass, spotted or smallmouth bass. They're typically going to be in similar areas, but they're going to be down a little bit deeper in the water because they prefer cooler water than warmer water, which largemouth bass prefer warmer water. And, again, these things usually hold pretty true in these kinds of games. You know, it's these things that you can pay attention to and then see if they kind of work out for you if you go out fishing in real life. So hopefully that helps you out. Have some fun. You know, the video games are great because then you could fish all, you know, if you don't like to be out in the cold in the winter time like that, fish all winter long. You know, if you got some time, you know, there's not a lot else going on. You know, I call it couch fishing. You know, so I sit down and I might, you know, have a little glass of wine or a little shot of whiskey or something like that in a glass, and, you know, put my feet up on the couch and sit back and fish a little bit. And it's just a, you know, it's a nice way to pass a little bit of time. And but I, even when I'm doing it, I'm still kind of paying attention. And I think about, like, I'm not catching fish. What can I do to, what would I do in real life if I was in this situation? And so I try some stuff. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't, but then at least I'm learning a little bit, even when I'm not out at the lake or a river or whatever. So hopefully this helps you out, and it's just a fun little bit of information for you. So again, you know, if you've got some neat experience about it, or you learned something from a game and you want to share it with me, don't hesitate to shoot me an email or leave me a voicemail on here. And you know, tell me about it, because, you know, again, I like to hear these kinds of stories and stuff like that. And if maybe it's something that helps you out too or whatever. So until next time, you know, get those lines wet. Hopefully you get some tight lines, catch a few fish and stuff like that, and enjoy it. It is late September now. This is a great time for fishing. Fish want to kind of fatten up for wintertime, because things are going to slow way down once the water gets cold. And they kind of, I don't want to call it hibernate, but they sort of hibernate to a certain extent. Their metabolism slow down. They don't feed quite as much. And the cold water, their bodily functions basically slow down. But leading up to that point, they like to fatten up. So this is a great time to get out there and catch some aggressive fish. This is usually the time of year that fish are their biggest, because they do kind of shrink up a little bit over the winter. They lose some mass and stuff like that. And then right in the springtime, they'll go on a massive feed right before spawning. So fall and spring are the two best times of year to fish, typically. Fall can be a little funny on when and where they are, because as the water starts to cool down, it can get tricky. But again, if you're just out there and trying and picking new spots and stuff like that, you know, if the water's still really warm, look for where the areas are where the water's getting cooler first, because usually this time of year the water's a little warmer than they like it. So if you've got streams that are dumping in and the nights have been cool and that water's getting cooler, a lot of times where the streams are dumping into the lake, that's where you can find them at. And the reverse is true in the springtime. You'll find them there, but not because the water's cooler, but because the water coming in is warmer. And then in the fall, you know, if the water is still warm, it's starting to cool, you'll find them typically on the south side of the lakes where it's getting less sunlight. So that water tends to cool first. And then in the springtime, you know, so basically in the fall, you focus more when the water's still warmer, you focus on the south side of the lake. In the springtime, when the water's starting to warm up, you focus more on the northern side where the sun hits the longest. Again, I'm in, you know, PA, Maryland, so I'm in the northern hemisphere and a little farther north. So the sun is to the south, which means the northern part of the lake gets more water, more sunlight throughout the day. So that water's warming up more, which is what the fish are honing in on. So that part of it sort of flip-flops from spring to fall. But where the water's coming in, you know, you think about it, a stream is usually relatively similar temperature throughout the year, except right in the middle of summer it warms up pretty good. But either way, in the springtime the water might be 45-50 degrees, but those streams coming in might be 60 degrees. And you know, as it's starting to warm up, it's less water, so it warms up faster. And then as that water comes into the lake, that water is warmer than the rest of the lake water, and at that time of the year, that's what fish are looking for, water that's a little bit higher temperature. You know, and in the middle of summer, though, when the water gets real warm, they're looking for cooler water, which, again, depending on how big the streams are that are coming in, that water's usually a little cooler because it comes out of the ground, it's under shaded trees, whatever it is, and, you know, it's moving, and then it comes into the water, and it might be 65 degrees at that point, but the lake might be 70 or 75 degrees, so it's still cooler water. Now, the bass might not care as much, the largemouth bass, they like the warmer water. But some of the other fish, trout especially, smallmouth bass and so forth, you know, like where I live and fish, you usually won't catch too many smallmouth bass in lakes because they just get too warm in the summertime. They're usually more in rivers where the water's moving and the temperature tends to be a little cooler. But the largemouth bass, you can catch some in the rivers, but they tend to be more in the lakes because the water gets warmer there. So in any event, and temperature is only a small part of it. It's just one factor in the equation. So, sorry, I kind of got off on a tangent right there at the tail end. But in any event, get out there, get fishing. best of luck. Stay safe. And everybody take care until next time. Thanks for listening to Fish Toes. This is Scooter, and I'll see you next time.